Thank you for your praise over the past 6 months. Very much needed. It's definitely been an experience to have been in college. Lots and lots of highs, a couple of lows as well, but God's always with you through everything you go through. It's been absolutely amazing. Kind of what I thought it would be, but a lot of not what I thought it would be. It's absolutely amazing. It's an amazing place to be. I mean, God is definitely there with you every single day. I've seen some amazing things going on there. It's absolutely amazing to be with people who you know are going to be amazing speakers, pastors, evangelists, children's workers, youth workers, and even people who are going to schools to be RE teachers. Remember a while ago, if you went to Ealing Bible College, it was very much a case of you go there to be trained to be a pastor, and that was it. But it's not like that at all anymore. You can go and you can do your degree in applied theology, and you can go and be an RE teacher. You can, you're there in a Christian college to do theology or the other courses they do. But yeah, it's absolutely, it's amazing. It's very much a privilege as well to be able to be there as well. So thank you so much for your praise over the past 6 months. I definitely feel like I'm a different person now to what I was 6 months ago when I went there. 6 months, that's gone really quickly though, isn't it? Amazing. Although God's work in my life definitely didn't start 6 months ago. My testimony is how God has impacted and changed my life in the most amazing way over the years. Of times when I was going through difficult times as well, on times when, as many as you know, I've turned from God and done my own thing. But thank you to God, by the grace of God, he's brought me back to him. And how God is just my absolute strength, someone I can fully trust in, fully rely on, fully depend on. And someone who's just really become my best friend, someone who is always there through the thick and thin, through the dark times and the great times as well. I'm trying to think, is there anybody here who has no idea who I am at all? I'm not sure, actually. Who am I? Where have I come from? What am I doing here? I came to this church when I was 5 years old, and I've been coming to this church ever since. So anybody who has come here within that time when I wasn't here, when I was 5 years old, I went to college about 6 months ago, so just home visiting for a short while. To go through my entire testimony, I could be here for an entire week, so I'll just try and cut it down to a short amount. I was baptised in water when I was 16, at that point fully committed my life to Christ. The verse which was given to me then was Jeremiah 29:11, which is, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." If there's ever been a verse which has impacted my life and has been, I don't think there's been a verse that could be more relevant to me or just to really speak into my life much more than that. And it wasn't just a verse which was given to me for that day when I was baptised. That has spoken to me time and time again, even up to now. That verse just speaks to me all the time. The 2 years after I was baptised, I was really, following God, really grown as a Christian. God has really shown me amazing things and really kind of using me in such an amazing way. I'm at 18, and for the 5 years following that, there's a really major test of faith come along. As much as to say, as many of you know, I actually left the church. I think that was when I was about 21. And for about 3 years after that, pretty much living in the world, doing my own thing. A verse that I'll share to you from looking back at that is 1 Corinthians 10:13. And that is, that no temptation has seized you except what is common to man. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted more than what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. It was my decision to leave. It wasn't that the devil came along and tempted me so much I couldn't bear it and that was it. There was always a way out. It was my decision. And I did take the decision to turn away from God. And like I said, thank you to God for just bringing me back. That time I was away. I think emotionally, I was pretty wrecked, actually. Amazing. He pours out his love time and time again, forgives time and time again. It's just thank you to God. I can't really stop saying thank you to God for the times, that he's going back again. The power of God to change a situation is just absolutely amazing. Nothing is too difficult for God at all. Time and time again, he will just work amazing things in your life. And you shouldn't be so surprised when God does something, but you just stand there and think it's only God that could actually do that, and really kind of do such amazing things. Flitting back to the time when I was away from the church. It's absolutely amazing that you can be in a place where you're so far away from God and you're not speaking to God at all. It's as if you don't want to know at all. And the power of God can still come down. The power of God can really just speak into your life. I remember sitting in my living room in Bristol, and I think it was just an afternoon where I wasn't particularly doing very much, and I was just sitting there. I can't remember what I was doing. And even just then, the power of God just came down and hit me in such an amazing way. I was like, right, okay, maybe I should do something about the situation that I'm in. And again, it was just by the power of God that I was able to, because at the time I was feeling so emotionally down that it's only by God's strength I could have got up and have actually, you know, done something. And then obviously God did bring me back, and I moved back to Wales. And I think 6 months after that, we're at the good old Isle of Wight Youth Camp again. And God has really impacted my life. And I think it actually took me about 3 days from when God first spoke into my life for me to actually decide that was it, I'm following God. And, you know, I can't be doing with the back and forth with God all the time. You know, this is it, I'm following, and, you know, that is it. So I think from then on, God just really continued just to impact my life every day, and really began to show me where I was going and what I was doing. I was in a job which, some days I enjoyed it, most days I didn't. I was thinking, oh, God, help. I really don't like it that much. You know, and I was praying to God every day that, you know, just show me, you know, what you want me to do. I ended up in Uganda in May 2005 with my dad. It wasn't that I particularly felt called to go and help the people of Uganda, and, you know, I don't want it to sound really bad, but I didn't particularly have a major passion in my heart for the people there before I went. When I got there, I loved the people so much, absolutely amazing. While I was there, I was really heavily involved in giving testimony and ministering and things like that. At the same time, praying to God, you know, what do you want me to do? Where do you want me to go? And he just said to me, this is it. Get on with it. Stop asking and get on with it. I was like, right, okay then. So did a lot of women's work. Gave my testimony quite a few times. Just really getting involved with the people, praying for them and sharing with them. I mean, they spoke into my life so much over there. Hopefully as much as what God spoke into the life while we were there. Came back from Uganda. God had really impacted my life yet again. I started looking around to do either short-term or long-term mission, but it wasn't really something that God was speaking to me to. I came across a couple of days where you could go to the college up in Nantwich, and you could just stay there for a couple of days and just go to the lectures and get to speak to people there. I went there. I think I'd been there about 2 hours, and God said to me, this is it, you're coming here. And I was like, right, okay. I didn't do too good in school, and he wanted me to come here and do a degree. I'm like, well, by the strength of God, it's what I'll go and do, but God knows where I'm like academically. So obviously he knows what he's doing. I got there. I started to look at a course called School of Ministry, which you go to for 1 year, and it's basically training to be in the ministry. You do various preaching and things like that, but it's a really, really good course. But I really felt God saying to me, it's not enough. I wanted to really get in depth, you know, to know the Word of God. So there I am for 3 years. Actually, now for 2 years now. It's nearly gone, actually, the first year. Again, thank you for your prayers so much. It's been very difficult. I mean, my first essay went in, I'm thinking, oh my goodness, they're going to throw me out. But no, it's been really good. I've pretty much passed all my essays, which has been really good. I've learned a lot. You meet a lot of different people. There are people there from a Catholic background. There are people there from a Baptist background, from Anglican background. And it's really interesting, actually, to hear so many different people's points of view when you're sitting in a theology lecture thinking, oh, my goodness. It's absolutely amazing. I remember getting there the first week and thinking, God, I hate it. I don't want to be here. This is just ridiculous. Everyone is just mad. You get to know a lot of people. There's a 1 year course in the first year, which is called Youth Track. And the people who turned up are absolutely demented. They're amazing people. They are loud. They are boisterous. And I'm thinking, God, help me. What's going on? God just really kind of spoke, you know, into my life and said, look, you're meant to be here. Everything's going to be fine. And every day I just knew that God wasn't going to leave me there. And what I think one major thing that got me through being there was, God's called you, he's not going to leave you, he's just not going to like sort of like dump you here to get on with it, he's going to help you every day. And it's just because I know that God is with me and that I'm called, that I think that's what is really keeping me there. I love being there. Even coming back for a couple of days, you just want to go back and see your friends, you know. But it's absolutely amazing being there. I know God is with me every day. And that's what's going on. at the moment. So thank you for your prayers. Please continue to pray. But yeah, it's really good. Thank you.